In this episode, we're going to be talking about how to scale a successful and profitable real estate team in 2024 at any real estate brokerage. We're going to get into leveraged roles and making sure that you're in your highest income producing seat. We're going to talk about transaction coordinators, buying assistants, selling assistants, and other strategies that are going to help you train, retain, and hold your agents accountable at the highest level. Hi, I'm Jeff Cohn, host of the Team Building Podcast, where we interview top team leaders, broker owners, and thought leaders from across the country. Today, we're going to talk about how to scale a dominant real estate business in your brokerage that's successful and profitable. I want to start off by talking about success. Each and every person has a different vision for what success means to them. I envision an Olympian receiving a gold medal. But if you looked at the Olympians' time and energy that they've invested to get onto that pedestal and receive that gold award, they probably do not have a positive return on investment or return on time. But they're Olympians. So as we look at our businesses, I don't think the goal is to get a gold medal. I think the goal is to be profitable. And so we need to track profit. I'm going to go backwards on this, and I'm going to first talk about our vision statement for Elite Real Estate Systems, which is to partner with real estate leaders to help them increase profit, build wealth, and create freedom. Another way of saying that is to partner with real estate leaders to help them increase profits while building wealth and creating freedom in their lives. And to do that, we have to follow the MREA, which they say is the real estate Bible. It's a book written by Gary Keller back in like 2005. And it talks about how to become a million-dollar agent working less than 5 hours a week on our business, or I should say in our business, which is our active role, but rather focus our time on our business and other businesses so that we can, again, increase our profits, build wealth, and then have the freedom we've always dreamed of. So putting on that CEO hat, first and foremost, to me represents success, but we can't go straight there. If you're an individual agent listening to this, or you have one admin person, or you have a team of five, you still might not be able to hang up that hat and work less than 5 hours a week on your real estate business, which is totally fine because there is a blueprint, there is a path to helping you scale and become a seventh level team like Gary outlines in the book, Millionaire Real Estate Agent. For a free guide, elite guide and blueprint, go out to our website, EliteRealEstateSystems.com. We have a ton of free content that's on our page to help you build and scale a dominant business in your marketplace. So thinking about success, a lot of us have different beliefs around what success represents. I've somewhat defined it as profitable. I've defined it as having freedom, and I've defined it as building something of value that if you ultimately decide one day to exit and sell the business or pass it along to someone else, you have a piece of value, a tangible equity that you can sell or you can leverage by charging somebody a fee to run your business. And so when I go back 13, 14 years back to 2011, when we launched our flagship team, I was an individual agent. I was selling over 50 doors a year, working full-time as a real estate agent. But my first hire, which I would consider a team is anytime it's you plus one, my first hire and your first hire should be an executive assistant. There's lots of names for this, so call it whatever you want. It's an admin, it's a buyer's assistant, it could be a listing assistant. They could wear all of those different hats, but it's an executive assistant. It's someone you can hand things over to. And what I've always taught is that you should always leverage or hand off the things that make you the least amount of money. So our focus should be to always make more money in less time with less energy. We should be focusing on doubling down on the tasks that generate the most revenue to us. So as we work towards creating a team that's more profitable, that has a higher value, we ourselves as leaders need to work in roles that are going to generate us more profit for our time, because we're always trading time for money. And that is the active role that we're in, and that's the job. And if there's something we build that can grow without us being necessary, that's our business, that's our investment. And that is reoccurring revenue. And that's going to scale much, much better and faster than if we are necessary, because you can have multiple businesses that are growing without you being active in those businesses. A lot like if you invested in a stock, you don't have to pay attention to it, and hopefully over a long period of time, it's gonna grow in value. That's how I'd like us to think about scaling our real estate businesses. As far as the brokerage you're at, find the brokerage where you feel like you're gonna flourish. Find the brokerage that's going to support you. Maybe they generate leads. Maybe they provide you a space where you can rent an office. Maybe they give you an office. Maybe they have a great broker or a great mentor, or a great trainer, or a great location in the city. You have to determine for yourself the team that you're building. What environment do you want to create for your agents? What environment do you want to have for yourself? If you're considering being a broker, there's obviously team ridges where you are a broker brand and you have a team that you build inside of the office where everyone's on that team, or you have agents at the traditional brokerage that you own and you have your own team at the brokerage where that you own, which is how I'm running our brokerage in Nebraska, KW Lee. But no matter the structure, always be intentional about being profitable. You always want to have predictable revenue. I want to know in any landscape I build for any business I own that if I spend $1 on X, I'm going to get back $2. If I spend, you know, $1 on ad spend per click, I know that I can get a positive ROI if I have a certain amount of clicks that lead to leads, that lead to converted leads, that lead to commission checks, that lead to referral fees I charge on that commission check. And so going back to 2011, the thing that was taking the most of my time that was giving me the lowest return was paperwork. And so I decided to take my $96,000 that I netted early in my career, that was my first year in 2007, I decided to take a third of it and hire a full-time transaction coordinator, executive assistant, assistant, virtual assistant, whatever you want to call them. Mine was in my office, so it wasn't a virtual assistant, and she became a dear friend of mine. Her name's Kim Stevens. Now she owns her own real estate brokerage, so very exciting career path that she has been on. She came on, I wanted to say I spent around $30,000 a year to have her in a full-time role. And her job was to make sure all of my paperwork was turned in properly so that when my deals closed, I could get paid. Otherwise, I'd let the deal stack up and I'd have $20,000 of commissions waiting to be paid, but the office wouldn't release those checks to me until that paperwork had been turned in. And I'm sure some of you are smiling because that's exactly how you are. If you're a high D on the disc with any other letter attached to it, you're probably waiting to turn in your paperwork until your commission check is there waiting for you. So I hired Kim to take that on, and it saved me, I would guess, around 15 hours a week, maybe more. So I chose to replace that time with my highest income producing activity at the time, which was lead generation. And I was always cognizant of making sure that I was in an active role, which was my job, that paid me the most amount of money. And I was cognizant of the things that were taking me time that weren't as great of a return on investment. So for me to personally sit in an open house versus just cold prospect to my sphere of influence, I probably was better off just calling my sphere. But where I could double up, which I call this a multiplier, is I could go sit in an open house and make calls to my sphere at the same time. And that's working smarter, not harder. So I hired Kim as my full-time assistant. I then hired a good friend of mine, Kevin McGowan, who came on as my COO. And he worked in the beginning, his first year in 2011, he came on to do pictures and video of all of our listings. What I came to find out was I was spending about $1,500 a month on pictures and video on all of my listings. And I thought to myself, what if I could just hire someone part-time and pay them a salary and they would just do pictures, video on all of my listings? And that's how Kevin ended up coming into my world. And he was in my world for over 10 years and had made a huge impact on the growth of our team that became the number one team in the world in 7 years at Berkshire Hathaway. We sold over 730 houses in 2018. And so looking back at that, in 2011, I was a really great agent. I was selling a lot of real estate. I had a full-time admin paying her $30,000 to $35,000 a year. And I brought Kevin on for $1,500 a month to shoot pictures and do video. Well, quickly, I recognized Kevin was really great talent. He and I had actually gotten the same degree in business. He was really good with stats. He was really good with spreadsheets. He was really good on all the back office marketing, building out logos, ordering merch, ordering business cards, all of that kind of stuff. And so I could focus on getting listings and building the relationships with my clients while Kevin was taking care of the back office and Kim was taking care of all of the admin work. And so right now I've explained pretty much a Navy SEAL team. If any of you are in that dichotomy and you think you need to grow from there, you could. I've seen a lot of people who've made millions of dollars a year with a team like that. A very small, I call it a Navy SEAL team just because it's a very small number of people that are accomplishing a lot. And there's no rules on how you build your team. There's lots of different formulas that work. I've consulted with thousands of teams and brokerages, and there's no one right way. but the overarching factor that does stay parallel to all teams that I've consulted for is profit and being focused on, does the platform you have, the costs you're outlaying or spending, your overhead expenses, your gross revenue, your office rent, your employees and staff, does it equate to net profit, and how much net profit are you generating? Do you even know? And for a lot of people, they don't. So I quickly recognized that my time was best spent with listings, going on listing presentations. From 2011 to 2014, all I spent my time on was focusing on listings. So as you build out your business, that doesn't necessarily mean that's how you should do it. You might be better off working with buyers. You might be better off not working with clients at all and hiring agent specialists that just work the buy side or list side or both. But I chose to just work listings, and then I started recruiting agents that just worked the buy side. In 2014, I made the biggest leap I think of faith I ever had in my business up to that point, which was to not work with clients at all. And I stopped working listings altogether, and I allowed all of the agents that were only working buyers the ability to work both listings and buy sides. At that point in 2014, we had about 12 agents, and we were already the number one team in Nebraska, doing around 450 sales a year at an indie brokerage called NP Dodge. And so I started looking at the team and wondering, what more do I need to help my agents do better? I always believe true leaders serve their followers by empowering them to be just like them. And I knew agents needed more. And so as you think about how to scale your business, if you do have agents or staff, both virtual or in person, how are you helping them become the best version of themselves? How are you helping them make more money in less time with less energy? How are you helping them leverage the roles that make them less and net them more? And I knew that training was going to be the vehicle to help everyone achieve at the highest level and become the best versions of themselves. And so we started offering agent training very early on in 2011. We would have weekly agent trainings. We'd have topicals on Mondays, and then we'd have Wednesday dialogue training that went along with the topic that was on Monday. We had team meetings. We had accountability meetings in a group setting where we held people accountable to certain KPIs that they had defined for themselves, number of calls they were going to make, number of appointments that they went on, number of deals they executed, if they signed a listing agreement, how many hours they spent a week. And we tracked those numbers to this day, every single week, systematically, repetitively. We had our training, we had accountability, we motivated agents to sell, we tracked everything, how many sales, how many buy sides, how many list sides for the individual as well as the team as a whole. And it started creating patterns for us. So as you look at building and scaling in your marketplace and building a profitable business that's going to give you freedom, tracking your numbers is going to make a big difference, and having a platform you can track into. I started off with Excel. It could be as simple as Excel. You could be on Monday. You could be in Follow-Up Boss. You could have a CRM like Boomtown or KV Core or BT Pro. There's thousands of options. The goal is that you have something, and that you follow it repetitively, and that you have your brand guideline and your expectations for your team and your agents to plug into, because that data is going to end up creating patterns that you can train to, that you can coach to, and that you can hold people accountable to. So over time, part of your culture becomes accountability. Part of your culture becomes training. Part of your culture becomes that expectation that you've set to help the agents become the best versions of themselves so that they can make more money, less time, less energy. If our businesses we're building aren't the solution to help everyone inside of our world make more money in less time with less energy while accomplishing our dreams, then we probably haven't built a business that I think is worth keeping, or a business that's worth building and scaling. And so I invite everyone to be cognizant about what's the impact your team is creating, not just the helping buyers and sellers buy and sell homes, but providing people a life they never would have had if they hadn't connected with you. And that's the intention of Elite Real Estate Systems. That's why we've launched our group coaching product, which provides team leaders and broker owners an environment 1 hour a week on Thursdays at 11:15 Central, where they can go and learn not only from us from a topic standpoint, but also from all of the other team leaders and broker owners that come into those calls live. And we can mastermind and ideate around things that are worthwhile, that are going to actually move the needle to help us make more money, less time, less energy. And then with that, we provide Monday, Wednesday trainings. And the reason I create the parallel is it's kind of interesting that we organically launched a coaching company. I think we're one of the only ones that organically launched unintentionally, because we had built a training company internally in our flagship real estate team that became the number one team in the world at Berkshire. And that training platform is still the training platform today that helps your real estate team and brokerage take your business to the next level. So anyone in our group training gets access to all the Monday, Wednesday agent trainings included, unlimited, for as many agents as you want to plug in. And then the third layer to that is having the ability to have one-on-one coaches, which we make available to you, and then being powered by Elite. So for more information about all of this, you can go out to our website, eliterealestatesystems.com. You can book a demo call with our director of growth, Logan Boyce, at ersdemocall.com. So as we're scaling, we talked about hiring a transaction coordinator, someone to take care of the paperwork, dot the I's, cross the T's, keep you organized. We talked about hiring a COO who could be your back office marketer. They could be operations. They can make sure everybody's following best practices and tracking KPIs so that you know your numbers so you can create patterns. We talked about having systematic training for your agents and staff to help them become the best versions of themselves. The difference between you and me are the books you read, the podcasts you listen to, the people you mastermind with, and the trainings that you're going to. So what books, what podcasts, what trainings, what masterminds are you plugging your agents into to help them become the best versions of themselves? And then what are you holding people accountable to? If they've defined their key performance indicators, making 100 calls a week, are we holding them accountable to those 100 calls? Are we training them on doing those calls at the highest level? Are we providing them a calling tool like Vulcan 7 with a dialer or Mojo dialer? Are we providing them the best data? Are we providing them the best leads? Are we providing them the best environment, the best culture, the best room to be sitting in, the best headset to be using to make the call? As leaders, we have the ability to create massive influence and impact and change for the people that choose to follow us. Think about an organization like, pick a team. I'm going to use the Chiefs only because they won the Super Bowl. Think about that organization for a player. I remember during that last Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes' helmet broke because it was like one of the coldest Super Bowls in history. And his helmet, someone hit him with their helmet and his helmet cracked. And the backup helmet wasn't heated. And it was like negative 20 degrees. So he sticks this backup helmet on and it's freezing cold, like putting a brick on your head. And you think about the organization, whose responsibility was it to heat the backup helmet? No one ever in a million years thought his helmet would break, but does it happen from time to time? Sure. So his helmet broke and they weren't heating the backup helmet. It's our responsibility as our organization, our business that we pride ourselves in, to heat the backup helmet, to be cognizant of the things that your people need and provide them with the best resources to help them be the most successful. From an extreme ownership standpoint, every failure is because of you. If you use the sports analogy, essentially coaches lose games, players win games. And that's how we have to show up every day. Your agents are successful because they're putting in the time, they're going to the trainings, they're going to the accountability, they're doing the work, they're servicing the client. Any of the failures is because you as the leader didn't provide the platform for them to go to a training, to go to the accountability meetings, to go to the office, to go to office meetings, to work leads, etc. So I think I'm making the point. So as you think about how you want to build and continue to scale your team this year at whatever brokerage you're at, first and foremost, think about profit. Think about leverage. Think about what roles are you best to be serving in and what roles could you hire somebody else to be serving in. What should the profit margin be? A lot of people will ask me that. Your dependent agents should get paid less. Your independent agents should be paid the most, and your interdependent agents should be paid in the middle. You should have a comp plan for every different type of agent based on the resources that you're going to provide to them. Of course, an agent's willing to work for you for a 50-50 split if you were giving them $1 million listing leads every single day. An agent also would probably expect to keep a much higher split, maybe even 100% split with a cap if you did nothing more than let them have a place they could hang their license. And most of your teams are going to fall somewhere in between. So you need to decide for the amount of money you think each agent should be sharing with you or paying you to be on your team or at your brokerage. What's the value prop for them? How are you different as a team than the other team at the brokerage? How are you different than the other team across the street or across the city that's also recruiting your agent? How are you going to plug them into a system and a process that's going to help them make more money in less time with less energy in the real estate space to help them go to the highest level? From a net profit standpoint, brokerages in the last 12 months have made less money than they ever have in history. And the average sales price is the highest it's ever been in history. The real estate commission has only come down, I want to say, I read recently, 10% since 1996. the commission has come down a total of 10%. So if the average commission was 6%, now it's 5.4%. I mean, it has not come down very much. I know in our market, the average commission last year was around 6%. On the buy sides in Omaha, it's kind of unique. It's a 60-40 split most of the time. So a buyer's agent usually keeps around 2 to 2.4%, with a listing agent keeping around 3 to 3.6%. And so it's an interesting dichotomy that brokerages are making less. And the reason for that is because there's competing brokerages that are offering better splits to their agents, recognizing that the money isn't necessarily just made on the commission, but also with the ancillary businesses that those other brokerages have. Almost to the point where I believe the future brokerage will make zero commission dollars off the agents, allowing the agents to keep and retain 100% of the commission, and they'll make their money off the ancillary businesses. And so how are you going to compete as a team or a brokerage in a model that is competing against brokerages that are making nothing? They're going broke off the agent commission, and they're only making money off ancillaries if you don't have ancillaries. And as you look at how you're going to build wealth, how are you going to build wealth as a team leader if you don't own a mortgage company, a title company, an insurance company, an investment company, a property management company that all could run parallel to the real estate transaction? What are you building? What are we spending our time doing? What's the point of all of this if it's just a paycheck every year and there's nothing really to show for it year after year after year? I can tell you right now, there is a solution. There's a handful of businesses out there attempting to partner with real estate teams and brokerages to help give them the ability to increase their profit, build wealth, create the freedom they've always dreamed of. What makes our product offering unique at Elite Real Estate Systems, we offer Powered by Elite. Our Powered by Elite platform is a subscription fee. We don't take ownership of your already proven business like a lot of our competitors. We don't require you to split your net profit like a lot of our competitors. You keep everything you've built, keep 100% of it. The only time we take a dime is if we're making money off of a referral fee, off of a mortgage, off the title, off of insurance, off of property management, or off of an investment property we partner in. You get to keep 100% of what you've built on your own. And so we just charge a really small fee so that you can be part of this infrastructure. If you'd like more information about Powered by Elite, if you want to learn more about increasing profit while building wealth through ownership in all of the ancillaries to give you the freedom you've always dreamed of, I'm going to share with you today my personal email address. You can email me at jeff@eliterealestatesystems.com. If you email me at that link and just put in the subject heading interested or powered by Elite or set up a call, I will respond personally to you. I'll send you out my link to my calendar and we can set up a call to learn more about how to partner with Elite Real Estate Systems to help you do and accomplish all the things that I'm talking about in this episode today. If you found this content useful and you feel like you want to go out and give us a shout out, it would mean the world to us if you'd go out to Apple. Apple is the platform most used right now, and give us a 5-star rating and say something about the content that I shared today or a past guest has shared on the Team Building Podcast. By you going out and taking this 2 seconds when this episode ends, other people like you will be able to find episodes like this. And we want to make sure that we are out there impacting and changing the real estate industry. We want to protect the traditional broker who's going broke, who made less commission last year than any other time in history. And we want to help empower that broker and you as team leaders and agents to be able to increase your profit, build your wealth, and create the freedom that you've always dreamed of. We guarantee that future episodes are going to bring you guys more content like this to help you position yourself strategically in 2024 and beyond and be able to stay on top of the market as things continue to change, which is always going to be a guarantee. Thank you for listening to this episode and stay tuned for future episodes of the Team Building Podcast.